Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Team Broadcasting.
I'm in love, imagination going crazy. Think I'm gonna make her my lady. In a way she gets so freak, I just wanna give her a babe.
You're never gonna get her wide open. Give her what she been missing, that feeling. Lick it till she's shivering. Oh, you're never gonna look her in her eyes and tell her I love her, I love her, I love her.
Welcome to another edition of the Lonely Hearts Cafe on Team Broadcasting. I am your co-host, Christopher Tracy, and I am joined this week, as I am every single Tuesday, by the Honorable Deacon Aloysius Forever Love. Aloysius.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
Wonderful as usual.
Okay. How's the weather there?
It is a chilling 15 degrees. I think it was like about negative one this morning, but it's okay. Yeah. You know, we cope with it.
Yeah. Any wind? Wind blowing?
It's a little wind. You know, the snow is taking over for a moment, but it's okay.
Okay. Yesterday it was 79 degrees here.
Today didn't
get that high. It got up to 76. So we're coping as well. What's going on in your area? What's going on socially, in the workplace, in the streets or in the streets? What's going on? What you seeing around there? Any ratchetness?
Dodging. Yeah, I'm dodging all the. I was dodging all the Valentine's Day drama, basically. Yeah.
Drama? What do you mean drama?
Yeah, everybody that wanted to go on a date. I had a couple of friends girlfriends from out of state that wanted me to come and visit with them. I was just not feeling it. I really wasn't.
What's wrong? Does Aloysius dislike the ladies? Is there something wrong with the ladies that you don't want to spend time with the ladies, especially on Lover's Day, Valentine's Day? Do some romantic shit. Go to dinner. Enjoy yourselves. Is something wrong with the ladies?
There's nothing wrong. Well, maybe it's the particular ladies that have been kind of wanting me to court them lately, but I'm becoming extremely picky in my older age, you know what I mean? So I don't want a failing relationship from the beginning. I'll put it that way.
Who wants a booger bear as a friend? That's right.
I know, right?
Yeah. But here's the thing, Aloysius. Valentine's Day is every year on the same motherfucking day. It's on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So, of February. So why not scout, recruit, develop the relationships, court for the whole year, and then February 14th comes around, you're ready.
Yeah, the way my pimping is set up, though, I mean, a woman is liable to come at any given moment, you know. So I gotta be more flexible, you know. And why give all this awesomeness to one particular woman at this point in my life if I'm not ready for it?
do you think that if you went to Valentine's dinner with one lady, that it would exclude you from taking another lady out on the 13th or on the 15th?
No. But like I said, it's just the choices of women that choose that are asking for my attention right now.
Okay.
And it kind of throws off, you know, everyone else, that's all.
Okay, okay. Okay. So what else going on? Anything else going on? Did you hear about any interesting tidbits during Valentine's Day from other people in the community? Did you hear about anybody getting any big balloons or any nice flowers or anything like that?
Actually, there have been a lot of breakups today for some odd reason. Well,
today?
Yeah, today. A lot of women are angry and upset with their ex-boyfriends and whatnot today.
I wonder why. What's going on? Have you been able to dig into that?
I imagine the side chicks have come up. They've left the main. They left the main chicks and got with, you know. That's what. That's the way it seems. I'm not for sure. You know. Maybe that guy wasn't living up to the expectations of what she had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a possibility. Mm-hmm. But it's strange, man. Life is strange. I mean, they were lovers on Sunday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and now they can't stand each other. And it's just Tuesday.
Isn't that a shame?
Yes,
the foundation wasn't there. People don't build it to make it last forever. They need to make it last forever. Whoa.
And that is true.
Make up to break
up. And that's when you have to be selective.
That's all we do. Make up to break up. That's all we do.
Mm-hmm.
First, you love them. Then you hate them. It's a game for fools.
Yeah, in fact, I was looking at one girl's Facebook page, and she was like, it would have been all right until I listened to Keisha Cole, one of Keisha Cole's songs about, you know, fuck the dude or some shit like that. And, you know, I guess she's feeling tougher and better now. So
people need to stop listening to all these artists, all the Keisha Cole's, all the Nicki Minaj, and all this shit. Cause you don't know, they could be singing about fiction. They could have a ghostwriter. Somebody else could have written those lyrics. Just because Keisha Cole went through that doesn't mean that's going on in your life. It doesn't mean Keisha Cole experienced it. The writer could have experienced it. It could be make believe.
It very well could be.
And now people going through bullshit because of something they heard on iTunes. I was about to say something they heard on the CD, but you know, it's iTunes these days.
Right. That's the get over it music, you know.
Mm-hmm. Makeups to break up. That's
all. And then next week, they'll be right back together again, I assume.
Yep. All right. So let's take a break. Let's keep talking. You got any questions for me? Nope. No questions.
How was your Valentine's? Was it eventful for you?
My wife is on some shit. She's on some weird shit. Something's going on with her. I just hadn't figured it out yet. I believe she went back and listened to some old episodes of Lonely Hearts Cafe. Because she asked me weird questions. So
questions,
but,
like what?
Are you trying to get with anybody on the show? Is anybody on the show trying to get with you? Stuff like that.
Okay.
So, no, yeah. Talk about you every week.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. She said that.
She may be listening to Keisha Cole also. You know.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get rid of every damn song playing device in the house. Confiscate her cell phone. Can't listen to shit.
Yeah, until you guys come to some type of conclusion about all this negative energy.
Yeah, it's not that bad though. She knows she knows I was thinking about going to Vegas tomorrow. I'm supposed to be there now. Last week I said I was gonna be there now, but I'm thinking about going tomorrow. But I've been flip flopping, and she just don't know. When she wakes up in the morning, when I say goodbye to her in the morning, I'm gonna be in Vegas. And then come back the next day. Then see what she says about that.
I don't know.
But
that's risky.
Valentine's was good. I think she was real happy, you know, with the little balloon that I got her. And let's see, a balloon. I bought a pair of vice, what you call them, vice grips. Yeah. She has a bicycle.
Vice grips?
Man, she bought a bicycle. And, you know, instead of getting the bicycle assembled, ooh, I wish she was on the air. Let me tell her I'm talking about her bike. Hold on 1 second. Boss lady! Boss lady! I'm talking about your bike! Not my job. All right, she said that you didn't finish. Okay, so here's the deal. Before Christmas, she bought this bike, and I come home and I see a box in the garage, and I'm like, you know, you bought a bike, they shit, especially around Christmas time. Assembly is free. Why you get them to do this shit at the store?
I didn't.
She bought one of them grown up tricycle type bikes.
If I put it together, I wasn't sure how we gonna get it to the house. It wouldn't fit in the truck.
In the back of her vehicle. I'm like, shit. We would have figured out a way. Could have paid somebody with a truck, or I told her she could have rode it from the store. I really did say that. But anyway, I watched for like the next 3 or 4 days. She was sitting in the garage every time I would come in from work, putting together a bike. Then after about 3 weeks of not doing anything, she said,
I just gave up. I'm going to take it back to the store.
So can you imagine take pieces of a bike out of the box back to the store? So
yeah, there's a look at her like she was crazy.
Yep. So, you know, I made sure she had all the right tools. I looked in the box and saw what tools they said she needed, the exact ones. And I went to the store and bought all the right tools and put them on top of the box for her to do. Still didn't work. Let me tell you what else happened during this time. My neighbor across the street, real religious, they bought, no joke, they bought about 20 to 40 bikes, for real, for their church kids for Christmas, and put all the bikes together in their garage with the church members 1 weekend. Could have taken a bike over there.
No, that is true.
So for Valentine's Day, I bought her some vice grips, you know, to finish the job. And she's going to tell me, I want you to finish it for me. I'm not in a hurry to do that. But I suppose you know me. You know me all my life. I have never been that mechanical dude.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Well,
and like you said, though, the store should have put it together, and the store could have possibly brought it to you.
Yeah. I mean, I would have written it from the store, but let them put it together. Don't bring no box home. Man. That's like going to a restaurant and ordering dinner to go and tell them, no, don't cook it. I know y'all do that. I know y'all cook. At Olive Garden or Red Lobster or whatever. I know y'all cook, McDonald's, but no. Don't cook it. Just put it all in the bag, and I'm going to bring it home, the fries. I got grease at home, and I'm going to let my husband just fix the meal. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's the equivalent. You're exactly right.
All right. So let's take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and get into this week's topics. And we have some good topics this week. So let's get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a business owner looking to grow your business or to expand your brand? Well, here's your opportunity to partner with the hottest relationship show on the web, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, on Team Broadcasting. For more information, call 334-505-1940. Let us help you expand your brand. Are you a business owner looking to expand your business nationally? Well, join the hottest internet radio network, Team Broadcasting. Advertise your business or organization on this program or others. Choose from a winning lineup: Selma Toro's Baseball, Toro Talk, Bridging the Gap, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, and Cafe Mahogany. We look forward to partnering with your business to help you grow, whether it's locally, regionally, or nationally. Contact us for more information, 334-505-1940, or send us an email at yourteambroadcasting.com, 334-505-1940, or yourteambroadcasting.com. We look forward to partnering with you. And we are back here in the Lonely Hearts Cafe. A little slur of speech there. That this Cavassier got my tongue a little twisted. So we're back in the Lonely Hearts Cafe. Aloysius, you there?
I am.
Very good, very good. So what I'm going to do is we're going to tell the listeners how they can participate in the show. And then what we're going to do is get into the topics for the night. And then we're going to open up the lines and let people participate. I see in queue we have Danny, Vanessa, and Teresa. So we've got them in queue, and, you know, as always, you're welcome to just listen or you can participate. But let me tell you guys how to participate in the Lonely Hearts Cafe. There are three basic ways. The first way is to call into the show. The number doesn't change. Write it down. Put it in your phone. Don't put in the phone under Aloysius or Chris, because we don't want your man to find the number and then be calling us back throughout the week wondering why we don't pick up on any other night except Tuesday. So you put it in there under something else. Okay? So the number is 516-595-813. That's 516-595-813. Somebody writing it down too. See. All right, that's one way. The second way to participate is in the chat room. And the chat room is found on blogtalkradio.com. Blog Talk Radio, you can type a little something in the chat room. We'll see it. We'll type back. We'll read your comments on the air. The third way to participate on the show is to go to the Facebook page. The Facebook page is The Lonely Hearts Cafe. And once you get on the Facebook page, you can post a comment there. We'll read it on the air. And then once we read it on the air, we can vibe back and forth. You can keep commenting. We'll keep reading, et cetera, et cetera. So, Aloysius.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen or heard about the movie 50 Shades of Grey?
I've heard that it wasn't a good movie, but the ladies said that it, ladies say that it's a good book.
The ladies say that it was it's a good book, but you heard that it was a it was not a good movie.
Yes.
Well, Aloysius,
that needs to be in the English. Yeah.
Aloysius. I know. I think I know who this is. So hold on, hold on. Yep. Let me tell you something, Aloysius. The first line I muted. The noise went away.
So we're guessing that's Danny. Well, Danny, is Danny on?
Danny's on, but that wasn't Danny.
Oh, okay.
It was Teresa. Tiana's sister, Teresa, from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay.
So... what do you think that was? I think it was her trying to control the kids. And the reason I let it play is because I thought she was, you know, beating them kids' ass. I wanted to see how that was going to play out.
So you want a record for CPS? That's what you're saying.
No, I just wanted to hear how parents discipline their children.
Yeah, you know, black folk, you got too much sense when it comes to that. We'll throw a shoe at the motherfucker in a minute.
Mm-hmm. So let's try again. Let's listen in and see what's going on now. Teresa.
Yes.
Wait. What'd you do to the kids?
Be their ass.
Beat their ass.
Do what you gotta do.
Why?
Maintain your throne. Damn it.
How many kids are in the room with you?
Two boys.
Mm-hmm.
Five and two.
Mm-hmm.
My grandkids.
Mm-hmm. For those who don't know who Teresa is, here we go. Well, this is the sister of Tiana, Teresa. Most of you may know her as the lady who likes grape nuts from Fayetteville, North Carolina. All right. So now that we've refreshed everybody's memory, Teresa, why are you being so hard on the boys?
They're boys.
Okay.
That's
a good answer. That's a good answer. You got to do what you got to do. So, Teresa, have you heard of 50 Shades of Grey, the movie?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
No, but I've heard some from a female standpoint. It was a pretty good movie.
Ooh.
Huh?
Have you ever been tied up?
Oh, no.
Would you like to be tied up? Are you into stuff like that? She got tied up. Where's your sister tonight?
I don't know. She told me she was going to be on.
Oh, maybe in due time.
She probably booed up.
Mm. And then she comes out here talking about she ain't getting none.
She probably booed up somewhere.
We know that dick prevents. Dick prevents.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got somebody else online. Caller from the 334 area code. We have a caller from the 334 area code. Caller, you're welcome to participate, or you may just listen. Hello, caller. I guess that caller is just going to listen.
Okay. Dig it.
Vanessa's on the line. Vanessa, do you want to participate tonight, or are you listening?
I I'm primarily listening. I'm not chiming in.
See, Vanessa always listens. If I had known she was going to chime in, I would have played her song too. I know what her
My song.
Yeah. Yep.
I have a song.
Yep. But you know what? I know what she does like to hear. She does like this, Aloysius.
Yeah, free the titties, babies. Free the titties.
No.
That's what we need to see.
Yes, I do love that.
I dig that.
Vanessa, have you seen 50 Shades of Grey? How many shades is it?
50 Shades of Grey, and I did see it and loved it.
You loved it because of the writing or the bondage?
I loved it because I was able to visualize the bondage. I've read the trilogy, but a lot of the things I wasn't familiar with, so I was like, okay, you know, what's going on with that? But, yeah, I was able to put, you know, reality to my imagination. Well, filmmaking reality to my imagination.
I hear that.
It was good. It was good. Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it.
And we've got Danny on the line. Danny, are you just listening or are you participating tonight?
I am here, but I'm about to open up some champagne.
Danny, where did you come from? Sorry.
Opening champagne bottle. Sorry. So I'm going to put you back on mute.
What's the occasion?
It never fails.
What never fails?
The excitement that you bring to our conversations. Yeah, the excitement that you bring to our conversations.
Oh, okay.
Ah, then there's the sadness. But anyhow.
Danny, why do you have to put us on mute? Because you don't want us to hit a pop with a damn bottle.
Why, you said, why do I have to put you on mute for what?
Damn, you got to put us on speakerphone so you can open up a bottle. How long does it take you to pop open a bottle?
I just did.
Is there a listening party in Miami?
Is there a what?
Listening party.
No, we can have one.
Huh?
We can always have a party.
Okay.
Miami is the place to party.
Yep. What's the temperature?
Too cold for me to go outside.
Ballpark.
Really? Wow.
Ballpark temperature. I'm looking it up. I don't know.
65? I'm going to guess.
Okay. And Aloysius, you said it was what?
It's 15 degrees here.
That's so cute.
And we're walking around fine, but, I mean, you know, I can understand
everybody has a different comfort zone. I'm not used to.
Danny is 74 in Miami right now.
Oh, is it really? Maybe I'm just, well, the air conditioner is on, so maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why I'm so cold. There you go.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
So, Teresa, before we get into the topics, do you know how to work three-way?
Yes, I do.
You should call your sister live on the air so we can ask her if she's moaning or what.
Yeah, ask her what the fuck she's doing.
Yeah, all date.
Okay, hold on.
Tuesday.
Oh, okay, hold on.
So we have plans.
That's my dial tone thing. Now see what she's doing. She's telling her sister. She's gonna talk to her first before she tells her to put on the. She's gonna put on the air. I wanted her to just put on. One ringy dingy. Aloysius, you're gonna talk with me.
Hello?
Hi. Is you talking? This is me. What you doing?
You crazy? What's wrong? You sound happy.
I have somebody on the line that wants to say hi to you.
Someone wants to say hi to me? Hi.
Uh-huh.
Where the fuck you at?
Oh my God, you had a radio station calling.
Where you at?
I was gonna like get on like give me like 5 minutes. Yeah, give me like 5 minutes.
23 positions in a one night stand.
Not even 5 minutes, like 2 minutes actually.
That's how long it's gonna take him to nut.
No.
When you want me, baby, here I am. Get off.
All right, we'll wait. We got something for you.
Let a woman be the woman and a man be a man.
What is that?
Got Eloise and Finn.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
all
right, so I need to dial in, right? Or y'all going to hang up? I need to dial in. What I need to do?
Now you know.
Dude, you call in whenever you're ready.
No, it's insane. This is awesome. I'm glad. Oh my God. Teresa, I was like, okay. Well, you know, we do so much. I was like, wondering who is on the phone.
Teresa, did you call her block?
I do this.
Uh-huh.
How come she didn't know you were on the phone? You called her block?
No, she didn't. No, she knew. She said she didn't know who I had on the phone wanted to talk to her.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, we've been doing so much. I was just surprised. Like, who told I stepped on?
All right. Well, you gonna call back?
Yeah, I'm gonna call back. I promise. I'm gonna call back.
You don't have to promise. You already broke a promise earlier. All right.
All right. All right.
Okay. You remember when back in the day when there was three-way, you had to click the line and let me see my line. Click, 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 click. Make sure the line works.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 50 Shades of Grey. Let's see. Vanessa loved it. Danny popping bottles, so we don't know if she saw it or not. Teresa heard it. Don't be beating the kids, Teresa. Teresa heard the book was good, but she heard the film sucked. Aloysius.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been to bondage? You ever like to tie the women down?
On multiple occasions, yeah. During threesomes and things like that, yeah.
Do you do it when you like to, and ladies, you can chime in. Anybody can chime in anytime they want. Do you do it when, is it a part of your repertoire, like your regular routine of stuff that you do, or do you tend to pull the ropes out and shit when they request it? Like, she might say, I want to be tied up tonight.
Well, it's a little bit of both, I think. Sometimes it's done out of punishment for something that she's done or something to that effect. And sometimes it's just a spur of the moment thing where, you know, it just happens, you know.
Yeah.
You know, at one point, though, I didn't have that bag of tricks, as I used to call it, with the handcuffs and all the other toys and gadgets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would pull it out just a spur of the moment or, like I said, in punishment. If she's talked to me crazy that particular day, you know.
Have you ever dated a woman that liked to choke?
Actually, every woman that I've been with the past 10 years maybe likes to be at some form lightly to heavily choked, yeah.
Teresa, you like to be choked?
Oh, no.
Vanessa?
I like to do the choking.
Oh, shit. Vanessa, you like to choke? You like to be choked?
I've never been choked, but something I would try, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Danny, you like to be
damn
choked?
Damn right.
Of course.
Danny likes to be choked. Danny said, of course. Now, let me tell you something. Back in the day, I dated a young lady. Before I got into that, I wasn't really into it. She said, I like to be choked. And I wasn't really into it. I got into it. And then she stopped me from choking because she said, I got it a little bit too much. So, Aloysius, maybe I should have incorporated a safe word. You got a safe word? Has it ever been too real at times. Anybody ever had it get too real?
There's been one, well, a couple of times a young lady has passed out, but she took it to the extreme, and one chick was just like, "No, nah, nigga," you know. So
she took it to that extreme.
It was yes up until the point where she passed out. So she was fully into it, but her body was just saying, "No, bitch, this is the moment where we about to part from this motherfucker," you know. But
have you ever been fucking?
It happens.
Have you ever been fucking and said to yourself, "I think I'm about to die, but if so, I'm gonna die. Fuck it."
Of course, yes.
I experienced
a lot of different occasions. clutching my pearls, as the women say. I was grabbing my chest, like, "What the fuck is this feeling?" You know.
Teresa, you ever felt like you were gonna die during sex?
Sure.
Really?
I really have.
Even with grape nuts?
No.
When you felt like
you just died from boredom.
No, this is I call it Mandingo.
Lord.
You damn right. Oh, him. Yeah, it's the intensity of the orgasm also, you know what I mean? So.
And she done went from grape nut to Mandingo and back and forth. Talk about this.
No, grape nuts is just a friend now.
Mm-hmm.
He should be an enemy.
And Chunky is the soup that you eat
like.
Well,
you know, I guess he could be, but, you know, we parted as friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. I dig it.
Small part. Didn't take long to part that. So, oh my goodness. Vanessa, have you ever thought you were going to die during sex, during intercourse? Ever reached that point?
No, obviously I've been missing out. Haven't reached that point yet.
Keep doing all that bondage shit. All that bondage shit you might.
We'll see.
Danny?
Yes, sir.
Danny, what are you always doing when we have to call out and wait for you to come into the room? I'm just curious. What kind of stuff you be doing?
I'm not coming into the room. I'm just taking my phone off of mute.
Oh, okay. Cool. You ever been, intimate to the point where you thought you were going to die during sex? Or pass out?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay, so Vanessa, wait. Hey, Danny, have you seen 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes, I have.
Oh, really? What'd you think about it?
I thought it sucked ass because it was not as good as the book.
Oh. What was wrong?
There were a few things that were done in the movie that was not that happened in the book. They did it wrong.
Okay.
Certain when they had sex, it was wrong. Certain things he said to her were wrong. So
you were really into the books.
Oh yeah, I read all three of them. I gave them to my mother as a Christmas gift, and I read them before I gave them to her.
To who?
My mom.
Is your mama still getting her freak on?
No.
How do you know?
If she is, I don't know about it, but
is she getting her masturbation?
I don't think you really want
to. Oh, she's going to ask her. Danny, you're going to ask her right now, right?
I want to ask you on the radio, are you still having sex?
Ah, yeah, perfect. On the radio.
No, she doesn't have a boyfriend, so no, she's not.
Okay. Well, ask her how has she read any of the books. Did she see the movie with you?
No, she didn't go see the movie with me.
Ask her if I can take her to the movies. Because my wife has no interest in seeing it.
Can he take you to the movies? She said, sure.
My wife has no interest in seeing it, so we'll go see it together. Tell her,
said, okay.
tell her either I'll come down this weekend or next weekend. We'll work it out.
Sure. She said, for sure.
Tell her don't go without me because I don't like that. I don't like people to go without me and then.
She's not going to go. I went with my boss, so I'm not going.
You what?
I went with my boss, so she's not going to go because I'm not going.
Talk about sexual harassment.
I mean,
I know, right?
Oh, Lord.
It's always fun with her.
It's always fun in the Lonely Hearts Cafe. Who would have thought that Danny would have asked her mother if she was still intimate, still getting it on, and then Christopher and that's something to look forward to. Christopher and Danny's mommy are going to go to see 50 Shades of Grey together. I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm excited.
And I actually curbed all of my naughty comments. That was a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, with my mom?
Yes.
You didn't have to. My mom's mouth is pretty bad. I toned mine down a lot.
Had I known. But being respectful, I did not. So.
Danny, I thought your mom was like, you know, I'm not saying anything negative about your mother, but I thought she was like church going and everything. You know, now I got to be scared.
She is, but just like any normal church going person, she'll tell you that she wasn't always saved. So.
But she is now.
She is now, but it, you know, what's in you comes out. So it was always in her. So.
That's what I'll be trying to tell Chase too.
What's that, Aloysius?
What's in you gotta come out. So. Anyway, back to what you guys were saying.
I wasn't done. I was going to ask Danny's mom how Valentine's Day went. All right. Okay. So, you know, let me ask you this. If a woman likes to, this is to all the ladies, and please don't let there be that awkward silence. But if a woman likes bondage and a woman likes rough sex, like 50 Shades of Grey type stuff, you know, is she likes to be called a whore or a bitch within the context of sex? Does that make her less of a lady? That was one of the questions that we were asked.
Not at all.
Who said that?
Not at all.
Who said that?
That was me.
Oh, okay. Not at all. Okay. Aloysius?
I don't think it makes anybody less of anything because those words are used constantly during sex, you know what I mean? And in fact, it intensifies the moments, you know. It tightens the coochie and it stiffens the dick, you know what I mean? You know, and if you're choking a woman and you call her a bitch and you're thrusting hard, it does something to you. You know, just from my standpoint, you know, my personal standpoint, you know.
Mm-hmm. Teresa.
I'd be trying to get that rag doll effect from a woman.
Do you think it's okay to, do you think it lessens a woman if she's called like a bitch or a whore doing sex? Come on, mom! No.
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Because it's, I mean, is that something y'all have, you know, agreed to do, like the bondage and stuff, then hey, it is what it is, whatever makes you happy.
Let's see, just random. Huh?
That's the way I feel. I don't like to be tied. I like to do the tie-in.
Do you think it, have you, you know, oh, I don't want to go with this. Okay, so let me ask you this. Let me flip it. So if you like to be the dominant person, and this is a good one for all the ladies out there, if you like to be the dominant person during sexual relations, do you view your man as a punk? Say you beat your man during sex, tie his ass up. Do you view him as a punk?
I don't. That's just me personally. Because that's what I like.
You be beating your man for real during sex?
Huh?
You smack him around?
I'm a dominatrix.
Don't lie. Speaking of lying, you notice your sister hadn't called back yet.
She just called me. So I'm going to hang up and call y'all.
Your phone ain't the hotline? Oh, okay. Y'all got to do some secret
sister.
Yeah,
she just called me. No, she said she was getting ready to call in. But she called
me. Trickery is afoot.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to call her and I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
Okay.
Speaking of bondage, I wonder how many women like to be spanked. You just flopped over the lap and spanked, you know.
Okay, so we got Vanessa and Danny online. Any of y'all want to answer that question for Aloysius?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. How about bruising? What do you draw the line? Bruising, breakage of the skin, bleeding.
Yeah, I think that's a little intense.
Yeah.
That's a little much.
You have the sound bite for next week.
Yeah, that would be a tad too far.
Now, Vanessa, I didn't know you were going to talk this week. Usually you participate sidebar via social media. So we're glad to have you and hear your voice. Danny is still on the line. So I'm going to play some... What's that? Something just happened. I know y'all are still online, but something just happened. I'm trying to see what's going on here. Bear with me, you all. Bear with me. Tiana?
Yes.
Teresa? Or is this just Tiana?
Teresa calling me.
So she was trying to get you on freeway.
I'm online. You online?
Tell her to call back in.
Oh, that's going to be trouble.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Now your sister's going to call back in.
Yeah, she's about to call. She's on the other end.
So she's on the line now?
No, she's on my, like, I'm on separate phone. She's on my other phone.
Can she hear us?
Hi, everybody. Hello?
Okay.
I have three phones, so she's on my other phone. She's calling back now.
We're trying to
brag. We're having a busy night tonight, huh?
I know. I'm just about to get wind. I'm winding down now.
Why do you have three phones?
Hot girl.
Yeah, you know, one like a little regular.
Regular
cheap phone. One is
the burner. Shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that some shit?
And one is the only text.
One is the burner. One is the real phone. Welcome back, Danny. One is the burner, one is the real phone, and then one is Pimp Daddy's phone.
Exactly.
Pimp Daddy gave you a phone. Daddy gave. Whenever I call, whenever this phone rings, you better answer it.
I don't care what you do, you better answer the phone.
Well, that's gonna go down.
I don't want to hear no excuses that, you know, phone ain't working, phone won't charge. That's the no excuses phone.
I still use those excuses, though.
See.
I still use all those excuses, no charger and everything else.
How was your Valentine's Day?
It was okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Aloysius.
Okay.
Ask her what you want to ask her.
Did I get some? No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Okay. Okay, Tiana, we're glad that you joined us, but your sister's back on the line now. But we now that we have you, we can play this for you. You name
it. That's my song right
there. She's done it. You heard of it, she's experienced it. In her short time at Lonely Hearts Cafe, she's been a fan favorite because she can speak up for the masses. She feels your pain, she shares your joys. From Fayetteville, North Carolina, Tiana. All right. So there you go. We're glad you joined us tonight. Have you seen Fifty Shades of Grey, the movie?
I saw the bootleg version that came out last year.
Shit.
I didn't see the real.
The bootleg
my daughter went,
from last year?
Yeah, my daughter went and saw it, and she told me the other night, don't waste my money. She said, Mom, the only thing that was good was the erotic scenes. That's it. She said, you can see the mother. She said, Mom, I saw
Tiana.
That. You can do that at home.
Tiana, the bootleg version. The bootleg version from last year is called The Book.
Well, I think the book wasn't bad, you know, and the bootleg version was all right. It was boring to me. And for my daughter explained to me the other night, she was like, Mom, you can get it home. Don't waste your money. Because I was going to go see it.
Okay, so let me go over a couple things that you said, if I heard you correctly. Number one thing that you said was, you saw the bootleg version last year. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was boring.
Okay, the second thing, there it is again. The second thing you said is it was boring. So now I want to play this one more time, and you guys listen to how she is described. You name it, she's done it.
Oh, goodness.
You heard of it, she's experienced it.
Exactly.
In her short time at Lonely Hearts Cafe, she's been a fan favorite. Yeah, that's why it was all porn. You didn't get the shit.
Yeah, exactly. Because we took a bondage. It was have fun. It's for enjoyment. I mean,
what?
I kind of figured that it wouldn't be what it's supposed to be because, you know.
Yeah, go on the set.
We're listening.
You know, for 50 shades. And I'm just like, they're going to have all that in the movie theater. Like, you can get X-rated, but how X-rated can you get?
Mm-hmm.
I think a bondage, I figured I want to go see, you know, more than just latex, leather, you know, more than someone crawling on their knees. I don't want to see all that. That's not a turn on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that can turn you on at this point? Like, If there was this 50 Shades of Grey movie and it was about bondage and you needed some wild sex shit, what kind of shit would you like to see in a movie?
I don't know, because I'm not into that kind of rough stuff. You know, I'm not into rough stuff. Kicking someone down, not just intentionally, like making them go on their knees and I just dominate and have my whip and everything else, that's cool, you know? Mm. And just blindfold their asses, because I have my kind of blindfold on me. I have those, but that stuff is kind of cute. I just watched them run into a wall.
What?
Watched them run into a wall.
You just watched?
You know, get your ass up. You got no business in here on your knees being blindfolded.
So you would watch somebody run into a wall?
I sure would. Get them a lesson. Ain't nothing sexual about this mess, about bondage on your knees, crawling around and barking.
See, every time you add something to it, now you're saying barking.
That's what pets do.
Now you call them a pet.
Because when you're in bondage, when you're a sub and it's your pet, you can't say it's your sexual partner, it's your pet.
Now you're going into dominant. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to all of it.
I think you should, I think it would be interesting if you, Teresa, the grandkids now. Then the grandkids, get them.
All the babies.
I think it would be interesting if you, like, wrote a book.
I know, right? I tell myself that all the time.
Or gave lessons.
I tell myself all the time.
Gave
you lessons know what? Actually,
sex
experience. Teresa, I thought about that.
You thought about what?
I thought about that. Teresa?
Hmm?
Elaborate. I told myself before, I said, you know what? I think I should give classes on. Fill them in, Teresa.
Put it in your mouth. Be bouncing. Mm-hmm.
She laughing. She wants to miss this.
Yeah. She's a dominatrix and stuff like that. She wants to give classes.
On what? Remember?
What was it? I forgot.
The A?
Oh, yeah, anal. Oh, my God. That is so disgusting.
Yeah, do you think I can
show people? She wants to show people how to have anal sex.
Correctly.
Okay.
Well, tell us what it would be. You got a couple minutes.
It's just something that I love, and I always tell my sister about it, and I always express it to her. As I know, we brought you very close because her listening to me talk about that kind of thing. So
describe to us the correct way to have anal sex.
I mean, it's breathing technique. You gotta relax. Number one, and you gotta breathe correctly because your breathing controls everything. And if you don't relax, you're not gonna enjoy it. So every little pinch and poke is gonna hurt once you tense up.
So you just telling people to relax.
Yes, I relax. I breathe in. Inhale, exhale.
That doesn't constitute a book or a movie. So, not just on that alone. So, well, I'm listening. Go on, move to part two. Otherwise, I'm just thinking you just want to watch people have anal sex. You want to watch them too?
Oh no! Oh no! I love it. No.
Okay. So, tell me. Tell us now. What else? Relaxed.
You gotta relax. You gotta inhale. You gotta exhale. Take your mind to a place, you know, just outside of home and just fantasize. You will get there.
That's it?
No, there's more than that, but there's more than that. My little man in his room moving around. So he busted him like, huh?
All right.
So, is there such a thing as an anal orgasm?
Yes. Mhm.
Your ass gonna be hot in a minute.
What?
Have you ever had those before?
Wait, you said your ass gonna be hot in what?
That is my sister.
I know. She said your ass gonna be hot in what? Hot and what?
Huh?
Your ass will be hot and what?
I was
talking to my grandbaby.
No, is it possible to have both sets of orgasms at the same time?
At the same time, that's the best feeling. Yes.
So what's going on in your ass when you're having the anal orgasm?
It's called, okay, Ukraine.
Huh?
It's okay. It's different things. Like when you have an orgasm, that's Ukraine.
And where does said cream come from? That's what I'm trying to
know. Let's say you cream it in your ass?
Yes.
Is it cloud cream?
Hello.
Is it cloudy cream?
Well, what's the name?
Is it who?
Cloudy. Is the cream cloudy?
Cloudy. Yeah. It's like
fudge. So it's fudge, right?
It's who?
Fudge.
No, not fudge. It's white. Yeah, it's white.
So you got literally white shit coming out your ass?
Yeah, it's... Oh, my God!
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just trying to, you know, see. I mean, I'm trying to visualize. Okay, so you're creaming out your ass. I'm going to go to some videos right now. cream.
Does it make you as weak as the other set of orgasms?
Huh?
Does it make you as weak as having just a regular orgasm? As a vaginal orgasm?
What you said, man.
Does it make you as weak as having the other orgasm?
Well, at the same time, yeah. If you do it at the same time, it does. If you do it at the same time, yeah, your energy level is, like, shot.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can imagine it does dehydrate you, and so, you know, there is a lack of energy there, so.
Yeah.
Okay, I looked
rather
it up.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I looked it up. I'm with you. Okay. Anything else you want to add to it?
Yeah, it's crazy. No. I love it.
So does spanking intensify it or no?
Huh?
Does spanking intensify it or no?
No, not really, not to me, no.
Because you do have to be relaxed, okay.
12 a.m.
Yeah.
12 a.m. is like right after midnight, y'all, right?
Okay. What
do you say?
Yeah, 12 a.m. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to schedule a flight. Okay, go ahead. I'm good.
What is the best position for that orgasm?
On top.
So riding, getting anal while you're riding them.
Yeah, because you know what? Actually, you can pull three off in one. You can also pull off creaming, timing, orgasm, and squirting.
Okay.
And there was silence.
Can you squirt on? Can you squirt on demand, or does it have to be stimulated? Can you make yourself squirt, or does it have to be
some kind of?
Yeah, I can. Okay. Come.
Now, as far as the cleaning aspect,
cleaning.
I mean, obviously you plan out the anal part, right?
Yeah, only if I'm in, you know, I only do that if I'm really, as long as, you know, if I'm with someone, like we're going long term.
So there is that cleaning preparation way beforehand.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we don't want you shitting on nobody, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
That would be different. Yeah. But has it ever happened, though, now that I bring it up?
No, it happened. Because it's like too big. Mm-mm, I'll stop that process. Like, no, we're going to wait. We're just going to piece by piece. Piece by piece. We're going to just get this stimulated, get the head in, we're going to work it out so you get loose. You know, so when you get in there, you got to worry about all that ramming and, you know. I know they want it to be snug, but anybody be snug.
Mm-mm. So ramming is not the thing to do.
No, ramming and anal sex is not the same.
No, I said ramming.
Oh, yeah, anybody remembering me like that, oh no, we're gonna have a problem.
Even if it's at that point where you're about to have that orgasm.
By that time, relax. And by that time, oh, your anal you'll be more sick anyway, so by the time you have orgasm, so it's like, you know, swishy, you know, it's not gonna be all that.
So do you prefer the pounding at that point where you're about to have that orgasm?
No.
Vanessa? Did we lose Vanessa? No, Vanessa's still online.
I'm sorry, my phone was on mute.
Exactly.
I'm here,
Are you using your vibrator right now?
No, he's not here.
You listening to this shit? I know. That's why you had your phone on mute. I couldn't ask Teresa and Kiana because they got the kids around them. But I haven't heard you say anything about kids. So you had your phone on mute. That tells us right there you're getting hot off this shit. Danny has just dropped off the line.
I must admit, I am taking notes. I'm like, damn, I got a lot to learn.
Oh, Lord.
But it's so good. Once you have that feeling, oh, my God, you just feel like, so ticklish and you just know energy.
Then you got Danny and Danny's mom. I don't know what Danny's mom's doing.
Jesus.
Aloysius, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just had to check on everybody.
I was just thinking though, because in actuality, during most sexual actions, the anus is a little open anyway. So most women should be at least willing to try it once in a while, I guess.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yep. Once you get into it, you realize that if you do it correctly, you don't rush, that it's not bad at all.
I dig that.
Okay. It's not bad at all. So, okay. I'm not going to ask people's personal business of who's done it, but okay.
I love it. I prefer that than anything else, than the regular way.
All right. Teresa, do you prefer anal sex?
Oh, never. No, never. Never have it. Never had it. Never tried it.
I tell her to try it.
You can try with grape nut and then work her way up.
He's not going to pour out with that.
Kiana, you didn't hear Teresa's song.
What song?
Oh, that's okay.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, it's a song, yeah.
Well, this is the sister of Kiana. Teresa. Most of you may know her as the lady who likes grape nuts from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so we're gonna take a quick vote, and then we're going to wrap up the show. We're going to take a quick vote. I got some theme songs from people who we haven't heard from in a while. we should determine if we're going to delete their songs or hold on to them for a little bit. Because they haven't checked in. Okay, here we go. From Fort Myers, Florida. She's a show favorite, a fan favorite. We don't have to say anything to introduce her. Because she says it all herself. Here she is, Nikki. All right. That's Nikki's.
What's my song?
Who said that?
Kiana.
We played yours at the beginning when you came on.
Okay, Lauren Hill, Miss Education? Oh, Jesus. I love that song. That's like I'm depressed.
Oh,
man.
Mm-hmm. We can't have that.
But I love that song, though. I love that song.
So what do y'all think about Nikki? Do we delete her song or hold it in case she ever comes back?
Hold it.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Just hold all of them, technically.
Okay. And here's one, too. Here's another one.
Oh, my song.
She needs no introduction. She's going to give you a mouthful. She's going to give you her opinion. She never holds anything back, never pulls any punches, will give you an honest answer. She's the realest. NJ from Jersey. Shit, stop. Okay. And then let's see who else we got. We got one more.
Oh, wow.
All the way from social media. She loves to message during the show, but never calls in. All the way from some closet in her home while her daughters and her husband look around for her. Where's mommy? Where's mommy? But if you ever listen to the show for about 20 minutes after sign off, that's when she chimes in. It's Scorpio Queen. All right. Okay. And then we got one more. All the way from Memphis. She used to be the first lady of the Lonely Hearts Cafe until she got her own show on Team Broadcasting and got too big to call us. It's Tiki. All right. So we'll be waiting on these people to call in.
Change my Miss Education of Lauren Hill, please. In the name of Jesus, please change that.
So you got to tell me what you want to, what you want your song to be. You tell me. Just hit me up and let me know. All right. Everybody gets to say their goodbyes. Let's see. Danny.
You want Ibuprofen? I'm going to keep talking. I just wanted that one. All right,
Danny's gone. Danny's gone. Say goodbye. Okay, Teresa, say your goodnight. Say goodbye.
All right, goodnight, you guys. Y'all sleep tight.
Good night, everyone. Although I came in late, I was busy cooking and everything else. So next week I'll be in effect.
You were cooking.
I was cooking.
Yeah. Well, you do that thing, girl. You do that.
Mm-hmm. I was cooking, made some baked fish. Got to get him some seafood before he can do some turn potatoes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Everyone be blessed. Keep me in your prayers.
We'll do.
We will.
Certainly will do.
I know.
Vanessa, you want to say your goodnight, Vanessa?
Well, good night, everyone. I enjoyed the show as always.
Take a note. Don't be trying to stick nothing up your duty hole.
Ew. AOBs, Vanessa. Vanessa, AOBs and lube. Good work.
It's not as bad as I thought it was. It's actually pretty good. You have to have the right person.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But it's not bad at all. It's actually pretty good.
Okay.
See, I like Vanessa.
But good
Aloysius.
Night, everyone.
Okay, good night. Aloysius?
Ladies, it's been a Stone Cold Groove. For those who slumber is calling sweet dreams, those who wake to make amends, grind. Beyond limits, I pray you find prosperity. Remember, there's only one you, a rarity. Souls guiding physicals, may God offer you clarity. Chris, to you and yours, blessings.
Thank you, thank you.
May libations forever pour. And remember Lonely Hearts Cafe forevermore.
Amen, amen. Okay, everyone. I enjoyed you all. This is, you know, this is one of the highlights of my week. So I enjoyed everybody. Glad everybody's staying warm, staying safe. And
you wanna pray?
I look forward to talking to you all next week. More on the Lonely Hearts Cafe. Also, we have some corporate people that have been listening into the show.
Really?
Want to say hello to them also. So chime in, talk to us, hit us up. And for more information about the Lonely Hearts Cafe, be sure to check out teambroadcasting.com, T-E-A-M, teambroadcasting.com. And you are welcome to, I don't know why they say all this stuff, but you are welcome to call the hotline during the week if you have show ideas that you want to chime in on.
Great. Yeah. Want me to show on air, like show TV show.
Aloysius, TV show?
It is quite possible, yes.
Okay. So the hotline to call in during the week if you have show ideas, if shit goes on in your life or you see some ratchet shit you want to talk about, the hotline to call in and leave a message is 813-419-7730. 813-419-7730. That's on the Facebook page also. So feel free to call in, leave a show topic, leave something, suggestions for the show, and we'll definitely try to incorporate it.
All right! All right!
Wait for it, wait for it. Let me tell you what I'ma do right quick. What you glisten? I'ma start from the forehead to the lips to the neck to the chest. Flip her over, then I'm kissing down her backside. Yeah. Flip her over again, I'm ready to go for a swim. I'ma make her body tremble if she act right. Make her woozy as woozy. Yeah. Feeling like we on a movie set. Can you feel the vibration? Yeah. My tongue's just like a jacuzzi jet. I put your man to shame with it. I don't play no games with it. I'ma have you gripping the cheek screaming when I write your name with it. First, last, middle. And my tongue just likes to scribble. Morning, noon, and night, I gotta have it. I'ma dog eat it up like bits and kibbles. Make me dribble.
Are you a business owner looking to grow your business or to expand your brand? Well, here's your opportunity to partner with the hottest relationship show on the web, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, on Team Broadcasting. For more information, call 334-505-1940. Let us help you expand your brand.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.